This is Vincent Price. We bring you a story of a, quote, genius child. A child whom I sincerely hope is completely unlike your own. This is Vincent Price once more. A fire is burning, a tremendous fire. That is the event with which Peabody Award-winning playwright Art Obler begins his story. A horrible fire is excitement enough, but I promise you far greater emotional involvement as you listen to my friend Art Obler's play, House on Fire.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. Five nights of exceptional entertainment every week, brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, House on Fire by Arch Obler. Our stars, Vic Perrin, Virginia Gregg, and Jack Crucian.
And now the first act of an extraordinary play, House on Fire.
Hey, you! Get out of there! What are you...
It's all right, Mr. Fireman. I live in there. I mean...
Get out of here. What are you trying to do, get killed?
No. I just wanted to... See, my name is Bannerman.
I don't care who you are. Back at the fire lines now. Get out of here.
Yes, sir. I'm going.
Mr. Bannerman, are you all right?
Yes, I've been... Miss Seer. I didn't see you, you know, with all the smoke.
Are they still up there? Did you hear anything?
Oh, who knows? The whole eighth floor.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
I know. It was so beautiful this morning. Such happiness.
Oh, I shouldn't have said those terrible things about him. I shouldn't
have. What terrible things? Well, what did you say?
In the elevator about the boy.
Yeah?
I shouldn't have said those things in the elevator. He frightens me.
Huh?
Absolutely, that child frightens me.
Me, he does not frighten.
A boy with such eyes?
Genius.
So personally, I do not believe in pushing children too fast. A child is a child, not a scientific curiosity.
To me, he appears to be a very normal child.
Normal. Well, look who's here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did anybody press down?
Oh, I forgot.
Good morning, Miss Elias. My heartiest congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Bannerman.
You also have my best wishes on your good fortune.
Thank you.
Such a boy. $12,000 scholarship. $12,000. It says right in the Sunday paper, Mark Elias, absolutely first in the National Science Scholarship.
All right. She knows already.
Please.
You'd think people could walk down from a second floor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Say, aren't you the Mrs. Elias from the eighth floor?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations. I read about your boy. It's wonderful. A college scholarship at his age. 13?
Next month.
Do you know what my Nathaniel's high IQ is? But I don't believe in pushing him.
A genius you can push.
Oh, genius, I don't know. All I know is we're going to have a little gathering tonight and...
This is very nice. Parties I like.
Well, it's just for the family. You know, my husband's mother died only 4 months ago, but my husband felt anyway we should have the family in for a quiet little celebration. For the boy's sake, he shouldn't think we're ignoring such a wonderful thing he did. And what'd I do with my list? Well, congratulations again. It's a wonderful thing for the whole building. The whole building. Thank you very much. Now, where's my grocery list?
I personally do not believe in pushing children.
I made out a list of the things I need for the party, and maybe I dropped it.
Don't worry, Mrs. Elias. I'll hold the door. So where is the proud papa this beautiful Sunday morning?
Oh, he's busy calling up everybody. Honestly, I don't know where it comes from, the scientific business with the boy. Sam, my husband, he can't oil a squeaky hinge. And I can't even hold on to a grocery list.
We now return to Arch Obler's play, House on Fire.
Operator, listen. I dialed and nothing but busy. Sure, I dialed the right number. My own brother, if I don't know... Oh, hello, Jack. Why all the busy telephones? Is that a fact? You've been calling up everybody too, huh? So, try to get here around 6:30, huh, Jack? No, I tell you, it's no party, just ice cream, beer, just a little kind of thing for the kid. After all, how many people in our family ever won a $12,000 scholarship to a college? Him excited? Listen, when the telegram came last night, it was like somebody told him it was going to be morning in the morning. I tell you, ice water. Are you kidding? He's in his room making with another experiment. Who knows? He asked me if he and Shirley could use the tape recorder, so I should say no to a genius? Yeah. Can you imagine? $12,000? Oh, Jack, somebody's at the door. Yeah. I'll see you tonight. Now, don't be late. Okay, I'm coming. I'm positively coming. So what's... Oh, sis, come on in.
Thank you, Sam. Is Clara here?
No, she's out shopping. That's what I called about. We decided to have a little party tonight, just for all of us, in celebration of the boy. Come on, sit down.
That's what I came by to talk to you about. When you called last night, it was so hard to believe. When I read the paper this morning, I cried and cried.
What is there to cry about? $12,000?
To us, such a thing could happen.
Yeah, but why shouldn't it? Isn't it about time our family got a break?
You got a break when you married Clara.
Oh.
I often wondered how you ever got the courage to run off with her.
Courage? Me? Don't you know yet it was Clara? She's got a normal kind of strength in her that I and you and Roy and Jack... Look who I'm telling. What's the matter with me? This is a day to be happy, full of celebration. Where are you going? Claire will be back in a minute.
No, I should get back.
Wait a minute. Now look, Harriet, I know you well enough. You don't run in and out in just a minute.
Please, Sam, I just wanted to congratulate you about the boy.
Harriet... Okay, sit down and tell me.
All right.
Okay. Now tell me.
I don't think I can.
You used to talk to me.
Yes.
Tell me.
I've met somebody.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful.
No, listen to me. It isn't. I'm frightened and I'm miserable and I don't know what to do. When Mama died, I thought, all right, now it's over. Why isn't it, Sam? Why?
A person can't change years of habits overnight. Who can?
He's an older man. I thought, that's good. That's very good for somebody like me. That's what I thought.
Where did you meet him?
Oh, at the office about a month ago. He took me out to lunch. I found myself laughing like I never thought I could. He's got such a sense of humor. Such stories.
Yeah.
Oh, better than you hear on TV.
I went to dinner with him a couple of times. He likes music, too.
Good.
He took me to some concerts. Hmm. I've never had such seats. Oh, main floor. And now, all of a sudden, he wants me to go away with him next week.
Oh?
His wife thinks it's going to be a business trip for a month. He's driving west, Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
You can't go.
Can't.
You just said it. He's married.
Oh, Sam. Does everybody live in such a nightmare? Does everybody?
I don't know.
Is the tape winding on all right?
Yes, Mark.
Keep washing it.
I'm watching it. It's all wound up.
Okay, turn it off.
Okay, it's off, Mark. What are you going to do now?
Well,
my quarter heads are dirty. I'll have to clean them.
Can you hand me that cotton? Here. Will you have to go away?
Go away where?
You know, where you won.
Oh, of course not. Not for 2 or 3 years. It's for college.
Oh.
Well, they're all clean. Now, we'll try it again.
All of it?
Oh, no, just that one part.
Are you going to do the whole thing at the party tonight?
Uh-huh.
Can I ask you one thing, Mark?
Huh?
Can I ask you one thing?
Well, okay.
Will it really work? I mean, will it really bring back the dead?
Sam, put all the beer in the refrigerator so it'll get good and cold.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
I've got enough corned beef.
Huh?
I said, I hope I've got enough corned beef.
Who's worried about the corned beef? It's the beer. You know my brother Jack when he gets started.
I don't know.
You don't know what?
Now, don't start moshing. I don't know if it's right to have beer when the party's in honor of the boy.
I told Jack we'll have beer, so we gotta have beer. At least it's better than the whiskey he used to guzzle. Did I ever tell you the time?
Cut some bread.
Why don't you get it cut already?
Same question, the same answer. Because cut already, it gets dried out. All day long, those kids cooped up in that room. Go tell them to come out and get dressed.
This time.
Oh, look who's their new champion all of a sudden. So until last night, who was yelling the boy should go out and play, become a Pete Rose.
So, how should I know we had a prize winner? Tell me the truth, Clara. Where did schnooks like you and me get such a kid?
Oh, well, listen, in my family, we got plenty bright people. A doctor, a lawyer.
All right.
And see what you want about her, your own mother. She was a pretty smart one.
Yeah.
Where you going?
Wash my hands.
15 times a day.
I feel like a dirty hypocrite.
What?
Where's the towel?
Where it always is.
Apologizing to Roy and my sister, Jack, on the telephone this morning because we're having this party so soon after.
Now, what's wrong with that? Just proper respect to the dead.
For God's sake, Clara, don't you give me that. Who in the family didn't hate her guts? Name me one, just one.
Oh, Sam.
So, why do we play games, all of us? Who are we trying to kid about Mama?
You shouldn't talk like that.
You shouldn't talk like that. Why shouldn't I talk? What do you want me to get? Ulcers of the stomach? Not talking? It's been twisted up inside of me. I'm going to tell you something. I've wanted to say this for months, and I'm going to say it now. When I saw her coffin going into the ground, it was like I started living again. Reborn or something. That's one for the book, huh? My ma dies, and I'm reborn.
Sam.
And Jack. Jack stopped drinking whiskey. And you know yourself, Harriet's like a new person, dressing up and making like a woman instead of an old bag or something. And my brother Roy's got life in him. He was like a nothing. Now he's running the business, a man.
That's enough, Sam. You better go and tell the kids to get dressed.
Oh, and the kids. For the first time since they were born, they're like our kids.
Oh, Sam, please.
Admit it. Always at her place, day and night. Saturdays and Sundays. Who saw them? Who knew them? The junk she fed them, their bellies, their minds.
Sam, I can't listen anymore. She's gone. So what's the use of her talking about such things? My father used to say, do only one thing for the dead. Forgive.
One thing I'll never forgive her for. That terrible thing she said about them on her deathbed. Never, never.
Please, Sam. Go tell the children to get ready.
We return to our story, House on Fire. What should have been a happy time in the history of the Elias family is turning into revelations of horror on horror.
Sam, would you please get the door? I'm fixing up the plates. Oh, that man. Oh, Mrs. Bannock, how nice.
You'll forgive me if I'm intruding, but I heard the talk around the building about the party for your boy, and I didn't have anything to do, so I made him a little cake.
Why, that's wonderful. How very nice of you.
Oh, it's just one of them ready mixes, but I know how little boys like chocolate cake.
Yeah, and big boys.
Oh, my husband, too. Well, I won't get in your way.
No. Oh, now, please stay.
If you want me to.
Of course.
Could I help, please?
I'd love it.
Well, just tell me what.
The cheese. If you'd cut the cheese. No, better yet. Put the chopped liver on a little cracker on the big plate. No, wait, I'll get your apron.
Who needs an apron? I just got to wash my hands. Where are the children?
Oh, they've been cooped up in Mark's room all day. He's got some kind of new experiment going, and as usual, Shelley's helping him. She's crazy about helping him.
Wonderful.
What did you say?
I was thinking about all this happening to your boy. It's wonderful. For me, too.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Well, every time I see your child in the elevator, so sweet, so polite, I think of my baby.
He passed away?
Yes.
I'm sorry. When?
Oh, so long ago. I found out I was pregnant a month after I got married. We were in an accident. I lost the baby.
I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, it was so long ago. But today, when I was thinking about my baby, I started thinking a crazy thing.
Please tell me.
All right. Well, all these years since it happened, I've been very religious. And today, like I said, all of a sudden I got to thinking about my baby. And I got to thinking about all the people who have died since the world began. Millions and millions. I was thinking, if there is a heaven, how could I find my baby? I never saw him. His face. All those millions and millions of people. How would I find him? How would I know him?
I guess I don't know much about such things.
I guess nobody knows.
Why don't you stay and have dinner with us?
Oh, no. No, you were absolutely right. This must be just for the family.
Well, we sure thank you for the beautiful cake.
Have a beautiful party with your beautiful family.
I hope so.
Sam, I gotta hand it to you. Imported beer, no less. Hand me that bottle, brother of mine.
Jack, maybe enough, huh?
Well, it's a party, isn't it? Hey, Sam. How about some entertainment? What time is the floor show?
Listen to him. How much did you put down for the cover charge?
Marcus, you know I never got to see a prize-winning, whatchamacallit?
Exhibit, Roy, exhibit.
Okay, exhibit. Yeah, well, what was it, Sam?
Don't ask me, ask the boy scientist. Tell your Uncle Roy, Mark.
I've made an oscilloscope for waveform analysis.
So? Now you know.
Well, sure I know. They have one on Popular Mechanics in the ads. War surplus.
He didn't buy. He made it.
Well, I gotta go. Nature calls.
No pain, no pain at all. Entertainment yet.
I've got entertainment, Papa.
Huh? Oh, sure, the tape recorder. Go get it.
Yes, Papa.
You need help?
Oh, no, thank you, Papa.
Shirley, where are you going?
I better go help him.
All right. She's crazy about helping him.
Oh, that's very nice. Sisters helping brothers.
Harriet, come on, sis. You sat all through the dinner not saying a word.
Is that something new with her?
What's wrong, sis? Tell me.
Remember that time I saved up and bought you that chemistry set you wanted? I've wondered and wondered. What did Ma do with it when she took it away from you?
I don't know.
Why? Why? I keep asking myself again and again. Why did she have to be like that? Why? Driving thought of suicide.
Shut up. The kids.
When I was a kid, I wanted to love her so much.
You know, I keep asking myself, is she really... I mean, the way she lived, like a thing. Is all that finished?
What's the matter? Nobody talking? No. No, let me guess. 2-1, somebody mentioned Mama.
You're so funny.
What's the matter with all of you? She's been dead for 4 months and 8 days, so who invited her to the party?
Sit down, Jack, please. The kid's bringing in some kind of entertainment for
it's you. It's a party, so make it a party. I'm alive at last, and you're alive, and Harriet... Did she tell you she's finally got a boyfriend? Of course, he's slightly married.
Shut up.
Well, facts are facts.
Okay. Let's all take it easy, huh?
Sam, I want to ask you something. I never asked you all these months, but now that we're all here and on the subject, why not? Since I was the only one who wasn't there at her bedside, did she say anything? You know, at the very end? You know, last words or anything? I'd like to know. I mean, as the eldest son, it's my right. Okay, so... what did she say? On Harriet, I'm entitled to know.
A terrible thing.
Oh, so you did know, huh? I asked you weeks ago. Why didn't you tell me?
A terrible thing.
You say it.
No.
Jack, you say it.
Okay. Our last words were, tell the children, Marcus and Shirley...
Stop it!
Clara.
Pete's sake, what?
I'm telling you. She said, tell the children I want them to be with me soon.
Dear God.
And she knew what she was saying.
I'm sorry, Clara. I'm sorry, but... how you apologize to a sister-in-law for the devil? She was never a mother. Not for 1 minute. I mean, why she had us... to torture, I guess. Well, Sam must have told you.
But to talk of her in such a way... She was still your mother. Mother. Dear God, you think just being a mother makes a mother? A mother gives a little. I always talk and talk.
All right. At last, we're talking about it. All right, I'll tell you something else, Clara. Don't look for reasons or excuses for Mama. Sure, I've read the books. When someone is like she was, you're supposed to go back to the genes, the chromosomes, in her mind or maybe her glands, some kind of sickness. But not Mama. She wasn't sick that way. She knew exactly what she was doing until the minute she died.
There's some good in everyone.
Clara, stop being naive. Just look around you at the world. Now listen, you know, all of you know, I'm a religious man. I believe that God makes good and he makes evil. All right. Some are mixtures of a little of each. But just as there's a few people on earth that are all good, there's saints on earth, I tell you, they're devils on earth. Yeah. Roy's right. Mama was a devil. A devil. And I say it, and I know it, and I believe it.
Well, well, here's the celebration boy with his special entertainment. Mark, I'll help you.
Oh, no, no, Papa. It's not heavy.
Well, will you look at Shirley? What do? A bubble dance with wires?
How nice. We're going to have music.
This I'm going to like.
So, what's special about tape recording off the radio? I do it myself.
Ah, you leave it to Marcus. It'll be something special. Set it up on the side table, Mark.
It's ready now, please.
Okay. Everybody sit down.
Okay, boy. Turn it on.
All right, Marcus. Uncle Roy and everybody else is waiting.
Well, first, it's kind of an invention.
An invention?
Well, now.
Now, look. Building up something from parts is one thing. But a tape recorder, an invention?
Listen, Roy, if he says it's an invention, it's an invention.
13 years old.
So, how old was that Canadian kid? I think he was Canadian when he invented aluminum.
And Mozart, how old was he?
Yeah, but look. It's nothing but a tape recorder with extension wires.
All right. So, let's
hear it. So what's new about a thing like that?
Please, everybody, will you let Marcus play the machine?
All right.
Okay, Marcus, go ahead.
Do you mind if I say something before I turn it on?
Such a polite boy. He always was.
Of course, Marcus. Say what you want.
Okay, Thomas Edison, say it.
Shirley, is it nice music?
It's not exactly music, Mama.
We return to our story, House on Fire, and we challenge you to listen to a climax of terror.
Maybe you'd like me to explain how it works.
Sure.
Go ahead, Marcus. There'll be no more interruptions from uncles.
Thank you, Papa. It's true that this part is an ordinary tape recorder, but I have made certain modifications. What is important is in this cabinet. You know, of course, about the law of conservation of energy.
Well, Roy?
So what am I, your professor?
Well, the law says that the total energy of any body is a quantity which can be neither increased or diminished, though it may be transformed in any one of the forms of which energy is susceptible.
Yeah, I'll vote for that, kid.
Well, so it seemed kind of logical to me that if nothing in nature is lost, it should be possible to bring back voices, since voices are sound waves, and sound waves are energy.
It's very late. I got a big day tomorrow.
Now, look, Roy, he's your only nephew. Be at least courteous.
All right. My smart nephew, voices are energy, so what?
I can bring back voices.
What voices?
Yes, Marcus, what voices?
Old voices.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, Marcus, you better explain that one.
Well, but I did. The law of nature says that nothing is lost. Just changed, but it's all there. You burn a match, and it divides into various gaseous compounds. But those gases aren't lost. And so the match isn't lost.
All right. But we're not talking about matches. You said voices.
Well, in theory, it's the same thing. Everything is basically electrical. Whether it's a gas or the vibrations of the human voice. If you break it down, it's all a matter of electromagnetic waves. So, I got to thinking about it, and I think I figured a way to bring back old voices.
Old voices. There he goes again.
What old voices?
The voices of the dead.
So, I'm discourteous. Am I supposed to stay around and listen to that?
Where did you get that screwy idea, boy?
Yes, I'd like to know that myself. Where did you get such ideas?
From Grandma.
Grandma?
What?
What the devil are you talking about? Answer me. Come on, answer me.
What is it, Grandma?
Wait a minute. Shut up, all of you. All right. So he said something crazy. Marcus, what do you mean, Grandma told you? When did she tell you such a thing?
A long time ago.
When?
when we were over at her house once, Shirley and me.
It's crazy. I mean, what does she know about science and stuff like that? Now, what are you lying for? What are you after?
Can I turn it on now, Papa?
He's your kid, Sam. Come on, make him answer.
I think the best answer is he should turn it on. It's a joke. That's all, eh, Marcus?
I'll turn it on, Papa.
You hear anything? I don't.
Hey, he's tuned in on my old super hit radio.
I told you, right? A kid's joke?
Yeah.
So, what do you get so excited about?
Well, I, for one, got no more time to waste. I'm going home. I got those wholesalers from Kansas City coming in the morning. I got to take care of them. So,
wait, you know, wait.
Among all the happy dead, I die among
who is
the
that?
Living.
Is that...
I live among
dear
the
God.
Dead.
I don't like this. How did
what kind of joke is this? Sam, he got a hell of a sense of humor, your boy genius. He tape records her voice, and he plays it to us. Very funny.
Yes, that's right. Recording.
Sure. Tape recording.
Well, if he was my kid, I'd beat the lousy sense of humor out of him. I'd do something
Roy.
I'm telling you right.
Hello, Sam.
Listen.
Hello, Jack. The Harriet.
Yeah, that's Mother. Marcus. Oh. Marcus, you look at me. When did you tape record all of this? At Grandma's house? Did she tell you to play it to us after she's dead? Marcus. You tell me.
Come on, ask your father. What did Ma say to you?
Yeah, come on, Marcus. There's more. Play it. Come on.
What's going on here?
Get the hands off him, all of you. Is he to blame for what she made him do?
I didn't make him do it, Sarah.
Listen to that. She's talking back now.
He's my bright boy. How many times do I have to tell him? They're both of them mine.
No. It isn't. She's not talking pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded.
I don't want to listen.
Who cares what you want, Harry? You're too old to walk. And too ugly for anyone to want you. No, isn't that a fact?
It is her! It is!
Get out of here!
Good. I wanted them to go. Only you, Clara, and the children are left. And you, Sam, now I can talk to you. I want the children, Sam.
Oh.
I want them with me. It's lonely where I am. I like people with me. Not you, Sam, or her, or the others. You wouldn't amuse me. The children amuse me. They do what I say. They did many things that I told them to do when I was alive, Sam.
No.
Interesting things that would have horrified you, Sam, but very amusing. I like to be amused. Now I want the children, Sam.
No.
I want them now. The knife on the table in front of you.
No.
Pick it up, Sam.
No.
Pick up the knife. Be a good boy, Sam.
No.
Pick up the knife.
No.
It's all right. It's all right, Clara.
The door.
And the hub. And the hub. Turning. She had the only other key.
No.
That's the way she used to fumble at the lock. Who's there? Dear God!
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Hi, Grandma.
Is that Precinct 50 taken off?
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm pushed.
Yeah.
I've seen some hot ones in my time, but not like this one. The apartment was like the inside of a blast furnace.
Yeah. Hey, did that man and woman really jump? I got here on the third alarm.
No, no. We got the snorkel up to them just in time. Both of them hanging there by their fingers on the ledge.
They okay?
Yeah, I guess so. Burned bad, in shock. But the captain said they might make it. I wish I was as sure about those kids.
What kids?
The captain said there was supposed to be a couple of kids up there. He tore the place apart, but they weren't there.
What happened to them?
Nothing. They were never there. If there were kids in that apartment, we'd have found them. We'd have found something. Come on, let's get out of here. Or maybe... maybe.
What's the matter? What are you looking up for?
Well, I was thinking that maybe I should go back up there and... ah, the hell with it. What a devil.
Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you five nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, House on Fire, was written, produced, and directed by Arch Obler. Your host was Vincent Price. Our stars were Vic Perrin, Virginia Gray, and Jack Crucian. Featured in the cast were Philip Tanzini, Olin Soule, Irene Tedrow, Benny Rubin, Ann Hills, Lorene Tuttle, Jerry Hausner, Lenore Kingston, and Mary Jane Croft. The Mutual Radio Theater theme was composed by Nelson Riddle. John Harlan speaking. Associate Director of Mutual Radio Theater is Ken McManus. Sound effects were created by Bud Tollefson. Mark Trella is Production Supervisor. Recording Engineer, Hal McDonald. Music Editor, Lee Ringette. The Elliott Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CVI.
This is Cicely Tyson. Join us tomorrow when I'll have another story that illustrates one of love's many faces.